With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Speaking at his first press conference since winning the election, President Trump threatened legal action against the Biden administration over sales of portions of the border wall.
The administration is trying to sell it for 5 cents on the dollar, knowing that we're getting ready to put it up. And what they're doing is really an act. It's almost a criminal act. They know we're going to use it. And if we don't have it, we're going to have to rebuild it. And it'll cost double what it cost years ago. And that's hundreds of millions of dollars.
President Trump covered a wide array of topics during that press conference. He also said Mexico and Canada are on notice over the border crisis. Also at SRNnews.com, the defense fund for the accused killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is growing. Multiple online fundraisers for Luigi Mangione have been started by anonymous people. One of them on the crowdfunding website GiveSendGo raised over $100,000 as of Sunday morning. It was created by an anonymous group called the December 4th Legal Committee. In Connecticut, the medical debt of thousands of residents will be canceled.
Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewit says letters arrive by mail.
It is not a scam. It's really good news, and it's an early Christmas or holiday gift to you.
Governor Ned Lamont says medical debt is something people don't necessarily have control over.
All of a sudden, you find out that the anesthesiologist is not in network or a high deductible, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that this is an emergency that you can live through.
Lamont says through a partnership with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt, the state spent $100,000 in federal funding to cancel $30 million in medical debt by buying it for pennies on the dollar. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Many Americans fear enemies within.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of voting adults believe that, quote, the biggest dangers we face are not from outsiders, but from those living among us who want to destroy our country. 73% of Americans feel that way, as do 69% of Democrats and 65% of independents. Meanwhile, high percentages of both parties believe the other party poses a serious threat to the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Paraguay moves its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. It's a bold move, putting Paraguay among a handful of countries to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, including the United States. Most countries run their embassies out of Tel Aviv in order to placate the Palestinians who want to make Jerusalem the capital of a Palestinian state at some point in time. This is SRN News. Another record is set on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has more from New York.
Stocks drifted through mixed trading on Wall Street ahead of a meeting by the Federal Reserve later this week that could help set the market's direction into next year. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 110 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2% to a record. Tech stocks led the way. Broadcom helped lead the market again amid excitement about its artificial intelligence offerings. Bitcoin hit a record above $107,000 before pulling back. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market ahead of Wednesday's Fed meeting. The widespread expectation is for another cut to interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
The busy holiday travel period about to kick into high gear this weekend. AAA says about 120 million people will travel 50 miles or more between December 21st and January 1st. More details at srnnews.com.